Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line's here, 221-1402. It's open line today. Anything you want to talk about, you give us a jingle. And speaking of jingles, here's Frosty.
I actually have my own jingle.
Do you? What is it?
It's everyone around here sang me a jingle. Ryan from Hank set it up.
Oh, yeah?
And if you ever listen to Hank, you can hear it.
Oh, really? How's it go?
She says, Kelly Frost Jr. and then it's like a drum roll. Dun, dun, dun. Have Ryan play it for you. It's funny.
And speaking of fun, here's my bride.
Hey, good morning. I would like to start this morning, this Thursday, the 3rd of September, by saying, if you haven't read the date book or the date yet, congratulations, Lynn and Charlie Moss. We've always said our favorite place to eat is Country Kitchen, and Mark Beecham has done a wonderful article on them. So congratulations. That's always warm and fuzzy to know that...
Local business.
Yeah, all about that they've been in the business now 17 years.
Wow.
That is a long time. So congratulations on that.
You know, Mark Beecham he writes such great financial articles, and he's got such a great blog. I mean, this guy is just, you know, he's a really good writer, but then he branches out to do so many different things.
And if you're going to go see a movie this weekend, we highly recommend District 9. Great movie. If you're into sci-fi, I mean, this is like one of the best sci-fi movies I think I've seen since Aliens, or my favorite, Blade Runner.
Well, you know, the same guy that did the Lord of the Rings and all that.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson did this one. He was the producer on it.
Is this really different?
It is different. And the special effects are such that, you know, they're not completely out there. But the idea that there's this huge, huge spaceship, alien spaceship, just sitting up in the sky over Johannesburg, South Africa. And pretty soon, I mean, of course, it's a movie, you suspend belief, but the way it's done, I mean, it looks real. It looks like, you know, it's in every scene. So,
well, we highly recommend it. We highly enjoy it.
It's a strange movie.
But it really, at first you're thinking, oh, this is just kind of strange, but it took you there. It took you where you needed to go in escapism, and that's what science fi
does. And I tell you what else, too, it addresses the fact of what happens when you get a number of people foisted on your economy and on your nation that you didn't ask for.
Well, we got to take a break. Coming back, we're going to talk about something that's been very noble that's happened in our community, and we're going to stir the pot a little bit too. So this is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. You know, the budget, there's so many things to talk about. And on this budget, you know, I've been pounding on Turtle Bay for the last 4 or 5 months, but. Yeah, a little round of applause here.
There's a definitely, I think that we applaud Turtle Bay for standing up and saying the money allocated to us for next year. We're giving back. And I know some will think, well, what about what happened 6 months ago or a month ago, or why didn't they do this before? Because sometimes if you run a business, you will see money's allocated. So the next year budget, it's like, you know what? We'll do this on our own. We have a budget where there's so many things that are hurting within our city. And, you know, I really believe and support in what Turtle Bay does. I think as a city, you need to have a museum, a place that is, culturally rich, an interactive place for your children to go to. It helps put something on the map. Why would people want to stop in Redding? It's the bridge. It's Turtle Bay. There's certain things that help the economy to thrive with tourism, and a museum of sorts is really an important thing. That's just where I kind of beliefs.
Yeah, the way I understand it is that Turtle Bay leadership said that they were, they voluntarily, that wasn't, I don't know if you felt like there was going to be cut, but they just gave it back up and said, the city needs it, as opposed to some other groups that maybe didn't give as much as they could have. But let's go to the phones here. Henry, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Is that me?
That's you, Henry.
See, I just got a letter from AARP yesterday, and in that letter there were petitions for the health care program. One to Feinstein, one to Boxer, and one to Wally. I went to the telephone, and I called them, and I got hold of a nice little lady back there.
What did the petition say that they wanted, that we want,
oh, yeah,
you wanted health care?
They're pushing health care reform.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Now, I got hold of this nice little lady back there, and she says, well, you've got to realize that this isn't a good system, and we have to do something. You know, my papa told me from... He was from Kentucky and kind of a, country boy. But he says, Pop, he says, if you can't fix it right, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So unless you can fix it perfectly, leave it alone. Now, I wouldn't send those petitions in. I'm totally against any change in what I can see coming for health care at this point. In other words, they haven't come up with a decent plan. And I also told that lady that if this health care system goes through as it is, I'll no longer be a member of AARP. And I hope everybody that is listening gives those people a call and gives them an earful.
Well, Henry, I've seen a couple commercials that AARP runs, and I put them in the same level as the commercials that our police department ran, over the last few weeks about people, a woman... obviously terrified, somebody's breaking in their house, and said, oh, sorry, we can't help you, until we clear from this other one. It's the same thing. AARP has taken, they have taken sides, and they've taken sides a couple of times that may not have been the best for their people that belong to AARP. But that's the leadership. So, and here's the thing. Here's the best thing about it is that you don't have to belong to AARP. There's other institutions out there.
Well, if the senior citizens think AARP is doing them a favor, they're thoroughly mistaken.
Well,
and the people should let these people know about it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that when you get it, and that's good. Just do like you did. Say, hey, quit sending me this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all you can do, and I'll tell you, I got so many things I can talk about. We don't even want
to. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
You bet. Hey, Bill, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
I was listening to your program the other day, and I was out and about, and I didn't have access to a phone, but what struck me was they was talking about that when Obama was talking, our president was talking to the religious groups on the telephone, and I was talking about I'm my brother's keeper, and thou shalt not want, and that kind of stuff, trying to quote stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know much about the Bible. I haven't read it as much as I should, but my recollection goes something like this. Moses had a mission that Jesus gave him, and his mission was a very simple and very difficult one, and it was to go to the Pharaoh, emperor, king, whatever you want to call him, and tell him to release my people from tyranny, to let my people go, to set them free. And I'm really amazed that nobody has brought that up, because that was, seems to me, be the mission that Jesus had, was to set the people free, free them from the tyranny. So, I say I'm not into the scripture good, but...
And you're saying that instead of having the government enslave us, they should set us free.
Yeah, he didn't ask for health care or ask for conquerors. He wanted the Pharaoh to set his people free, to free him. And that message just somehow it never come out, and I think it should.
No, it just did, Bill.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Wow.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. We're going to have to take a break here in a couple minutes, but when we come back, and we've got some people on the line, we're going to be talking about some things that are going on, obviously, in Afghanistan and Iraq. But there's some of the things we want to talk about, too. We want to talk about There's going to be a presidential address, not just to the nation for health care, but to your children. And President Obama is going to address the elementary schools and all the way up through high school. And guess what? There's worksheets that go along with this for your children. What do you think about that? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. You know, if you're having problems hearing this on 1400, you can switch over to 1670, which has a much bigger, stronger signal. And our phone lines here, 221-1402. Rob, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Morning, hey, Rob.
How you doing?
Hey, yesterday you had a gentleman call in about robots for IEDs.
Yeah.
Hey, I was served as a convoy commander with the Seabees in Iraq in 06 and 07. And they issued us a robot about 20 days after we got in country. And we used that robot and one other robot pretty much the entire time we were there.
Yeah. You know, that's what I was saying is I've seen the robots out there. Now, you know, the one... They've got new robots, though, Rob. I don't know if you've seen them then. I mean, these things roll down the road.
Well, the only thing bad about a robot is the human eye has to find the IED before you can use the robot to verify it's an IED.
Right.
So you're still a man on the ground, with eyes out the window, finding the IEDs before you can ever stick the robot on it.
Yeah, you know, but a lot of times, like, you know as well as I do, you're coming up to a suspicious spot. Or there's something on the side of the road, you know, dead dog or a pile of trash that you could send the robot over to get in there and poke it. And if it's got an arm in it, to move things around to see if it blows up.
Yeah, well, we did that a couple times, too.
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the president having dinner in honor of Ramadan the other night.
Okay.
You know, when we were there in 06, they told us that the IEDs and the killings should be spooling down because Ramadan's coming on and they're not going to be busy during Ramadan.
Yeah, you know what that was like.
Well, in 06, September of 06, when Ramadan was there, that was one of the worst killing months that we had ever had when we were on the road there in Iraq.
It spiked. And, it spiked during that time frame. Yeah.
The president having dinner in honor of Ramadan is basically spitting on every American life that was killed during that time frame because Ramadan represents the Islamic call to jihad against American forces. And so I just, you know, people don't understand or don't know that. You know, we were there, we were serving while we were getting blown up and shot at.
Yeah, I know.
We need to understand the controversy and the contrast with the president's doing, what he's saying, and what the representation is there.
Yeah, but, you know, and also the Ramadan before this war was also a time for them for a call for their religion and to... I agree with you. I was with you during, you know that, Rob.
I do.
And we did.
Other people don't know that.
Yeah, we spiked, we had our death spiked. We were engaged every day, you know, 50, 60, 70 times a day during Ramadan. Even though that was their religious holiday, they obviously didn't, you know, believe in it.
Well, their celebration was the loss of American lives, so.
It was, but, you know, but Ramadan in itself was not meant to do that. I mean, when you get down to it. Our experience with Ramadan wasn't good. Hey, Rob, thanks for what you do, Rob.
Hey, absolutely.
Hey, how's your son?
He's well. He's home, but he's getting ready to go back as a fleet marine.
Yeah.
And so he'll be out in a gator for a year here in about 7 months. So.
Okay.
But we're glad he's home.
We're glad he's home. You know, Rob's son made it back from, he was in Afghanistan before, right?
No, Iraq.
Iraq, and then he's heading back to Afghanistan.
Fallujah, actually.
That's right. You know what? We talk about this war, we talk about promises and all this that was made, and the only thing I see is I don't see the wars winding down. I see them
Carl, we knew
doubling.
It wasn't going to change.
I know that. Well, you know what? You know, if anybody thought it was going to change, they were very naive. And I heard people, they're saying, well, he promised this. Well, you know what? We knew anybody that's been on the ground in Iraq or knows anything about it knows you can't pull people out of there precipitously or it's just going to be a bloodbath for us.
That's right.
And then going into Afghanistan, I wonder if he really, truly realizes just what a tough nut that is.
Well, my only concern is that the media is not saying a single word about the loss of all these American lives. But I'll tell you what, if one person was lost during Bush's presidency, they were blasting it over every radio and every TV station.
They showed the photos. I don't see that happening. You know, the other thing,
but
they're
too, hiding it with this administration.
Why don't we drop the... Why don't we have a giant flag here. How about every time an American dies in combat, we drop it to half-mast? You know, maybe then people will start realizing we've got people in combat out there right now. Yeah. Okay, Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okie dokie.
Well, where can you find the casualties, the fatalities? How can you, where do we look it up every day so that maybe we can, as ourselves, this week, this many Americans lost their lives?
Oh, you can see it. There's spots on the net. And maybe we need to do that. Maybe we need to, let's start maybe making a running total on our website that says this is how many Americans were killed or wounded this week.
Right.
You know, people aren't talking about it. You know, you talk about trying to do a war on the cheap. Randy, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, Carl and Linda. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, I had a question about the layoff of the police officers and the CSOs in the city of Reading. Is there a way of finding out the voting record for the city council to see who voted, you know, to drop them and who voted to keep them?
Sure. You just go
on. Is that on the internet?
Yeah, I'm sure that you can go back and look at the if you go back to the city council, they have their agendas, and they also say how they voted on everything.
Okay.
So, but you've got to take into account the reasonings, you know, on it. I mean, we can go strictly, okay, it was 4-1, 3-2, you know, that kind of stuff. But unless you're kind of sitting there to see what was said, but they also have the minutes to them. So you've got to make sure you read the minutes also.
Okay. This one was 3-2.
Yeah, this was 3-2. Well, it was 3-2 to take the money from the,
REU.
From the REU late fee. Hey, Rand, if you want to hang on, we can talk about it, because I want to talk about this more, or you can just take your answer on the air.
Yeah, I'll take it on the air. I got to go back to work, or I'll get fired.
Okay, but anyway, that's how you do it, Randy. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bottom on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after these messages. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Raymond, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, not to have a change of subject here, but...
Hey, it's open line. It's whatever you want.
Well, that's true. My other half came home yesterday, and she admitted to me that she was going to get me a puppy.
Oh.
She went to the store on Lake Boulevard in between Roundtable and Fitness 19.
Yeah?
And when she went in there, she got hotter than a firecracker.
What happened?
Well, apparently... if you want to look at a puppy, they want to charge you $2.
They want to charge you $2 to look at a puppy?
Well, you know, okay, go ahead.
And if you decide to buy the puppy, they'll reimburse you that $2 as an admission fee.
Okay, I remember another pet store that was open, which is now closed, that it was next to Groovy Grooming there on Eureka. And... children were not allowed to hold the puppies.
Uh-huh.
Because what's happening is people are transferring with the puppies. They're so susceptible to getting any kind of, you know, parvo. Not that you're going to get it from people, but I mean, you know, your shoes, your fingers, anything that you carry in there, if they get handled a lot, they're more likely to get sick. So, and this is what I've been told by people who breed their dogs, and then, you know, with puppies. So you can imagine if you have people off the street, $2 means that I'll pay $2 because I'm that serious enough to look at this dog. I'm not just a looky-loo off the street that is going to just get my puppy fixed by petting a dog. So that's the only thing I could think that's why they're doing that.
Yeah, it makes sense, but... The reason she was hot about it is because this family came in, I guess, and the little boy wanted to look at the puppies, you know, and the lady explains to him, well, there's a $2 fee for looking at the puppies. Well, I guess they just turned around and left the building.
Well, you know, that's their option. You know, $2 to hug a puppy, you know.
Go to the pound.
Tell Linda only charges me $1 to hug her.
So anyway, what do you think about that, Randall? Do you understand? If you owned a pet store and you were experiencing a lot of people just coming in to hang out and just check the dogs or whatever, do you think that? How would you change a policy? I mean, do you think that makes sense, or do you think it's ridiculous?
Well, it makes sense, but I mean, a good alternative is to have a bottle of hand sanitizer there for them or something.
If that's it, if that's the problem with it, yeah. You know, I don't know. I think that a lot of times, you know, I think Linda's right, is that instead of having to get the puppies out there by, you know, love on the puppies, you know, you charge $2, hey, just how serious are you? We'll give it back to you if you buy the puppy. But you know what?
And not allowed to put them on the ground anymore either.
Well, you know, the other thing too is if you've noticed that people have been stealing puppies, you know, down.
That's what I told her. I said, well, you know, there's been people that put puppies in their purse and walk out.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, Raymond, thanks a lot for your phone call.
All right. Take it easy.
Okay. You bye-bye. Bet.
Tony, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Yes, Carl. How are you folks?
Good.
You were hanging in there, Tony.
Okay.
How are you, Tony?
I'm passing through today, and I wanted to ask if you could get Wally Harker to put on his website this infamous medical plan so every American can read it. I'm sick of dealing with this, and I'm like Henry. They're going to get my membership for AARP, and I'll go somewhere else if they don't stand behind and force these people to do it right.
Well, you know, Tony, this is the only thing. And by the way, Tony has been a longtime listener. It's the first time I think you've called Tony that I can remember in a while.
Yeah.
And you've been in and out of the area, you know, because of family illnesses and everything. We appreciate your phone call. Tony, I think they've got four or five different versions of different bills. The only one I've seen totally out was the one that was, you know, a couple months ago that I've looked at, and I have many questions about it, as do many other people have questions about it. I think that if you don't agree with what AARP is doing, is that you do just like you and Henry do. You go back to them and say, hey, look, that does not represent what I believe, and you need to take a more neutral stance on it. But if you remember, is when Barack Obama, when he stood up and on nationwide TV says AARP backs this bill, and then AARP came up and said, well, wait a minute, we didn't say we backed this bill. But obviously what they say and what they're doing may be two different things.
Yes, and they won't answer it when you call on the phone. I've tried three different times, and I can't get anybody to do it.
Well, I think that I think what AARP has done is they've misjudged their audience a little bit here. These are the people that are really fired up about this. I mean, throughout our nation seem to be our seniors, because they've got a lot of questions about these bills, about what does it really mean, because it's not clear and it could be read two different ways. I mean, and you could read it two different ways, you know, on what it says. And plus, it hasn't been finalized yet. So I think that a lot of people are a little bit concerned about this. AARP maybe ought to take a step back. But thank you for your phone call.
I think they should put it on a website that is not government solicited.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
hey, good luck. Well, thank you, Tony. Thanks for listening. Stay in touch.
Okay.
Hope everything goes for you.
Thanks, Tony. Hey, going back to Randall's call, you know,
it was Raymond.
Oh, that was Randall. I'm sorry. Raymond, forgive me. You know, if you're, you know, to buy a puppy at a store, I want to recommend the doggy park up on by Benton. Because in the small doggy park where we take our elk killer, there are people who foster these people are amazing. You want to talk about dog experts. There's people up there that own two dogs, but foster three and four, and have puppy mills that they just know what's going on the scene. So if you ever up there sometime, just walk in and say, you know, I'm looking for a certain dog. I mean, the word gets out. People really want to place pets that need homes badly, and so if you're looking for something, this is a great way to do it.
You know, Raymond, I completely agree. Anybody that if you're looking for a puppy or maybe a little bit older dog, that's a good place to go and start, because these people know where every dog is. And if you say, hey, look, and they've got different societies. Say, I want an Airedale. There's people that they rescue Airedales. You want pugs? They got lots of pugs and Chihuahuas. If you like those, Elk Killer, of course, stands some head and shoulders above them. But, okay, look, we've got to keep rolling here.
Phone lines are lit up. Let's go.
Hey, Norm, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Morning, Carl. Linda, how you doing?
Good morning. We're great. Fine. Thank you.
I've been looking all around trying to find out if anything is going to happen for 9/11, and I can't find anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just need to know then.
Okay.
9/11, the city of Shasta Lake has a great ceremony. A phenomenal ceremony out there. And they have it on 9/11. The other thing is also, we're going to start talking about this tomorrow, and we can start today, is the fact there's going to be, flags brought down to half mast at Tehama County by the young Marines out there. Also, on 9/11 is a day you fly the flag.
I know that. I've always flown my flag.
You know, but there's a lot of people that don't. You know, people, unfortunately, Norm, forget that on 9/11.
How many people?
3,000 of our fellow Americans were butchered.
3,000.
And you know, more than ever killed at Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And we want to forget about that. We want to gloss that over. Well, this is a chance to fly the flag.
We don't want to forget that.
You can't forget it because, I tell you what, you forget it and it's going to repeat itself.
Absolutely. I wonder if our local stations are going to be running footage from 9/11. I think they should.
Is there going to be anything out to Veterans Cemetery?
You know, I'll check on that. I just know is that that the city of Shasta Lake has a spectacular. It has a very moving, a very heartfelt ceremony out there, and we're going to have some of the people that put that on our show here next week.
And, okay. And Norm, have you ever been out to the firehouse at Shasta Lake City?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you've seen that they actually have a piece of iron that came from one of the buildings.
Yeah well, see, we have our when they have the parade out there, we always have our float in there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay.
Hey, Norm, thanks a lot for that phone call, because we have this in our things we were going to be doing here, and this week is pushing that.
Thank you,
getting us started a little bit early.
Bye-bye.
Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We have a number of people on the line. We'll get back to you as soon as we get back from these messages. It's Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yes, yeah, Carla Lindenbott. Oh, man, if you could only just hear what goes on at the break. Oh, man, I'm not sure. I'm in the studio with two guys. We got Frosty and Carl here, and they're talking boy talk, I'll tell you. Anyway, let's go to the phone.
Gene, you're on Free Fire Radio.
I wanted to, if you'd expand on your comments after the lady talked about the health care program and AARP.
Well, the only thing is that when I've seen, I see a commercial that shows an ambulance being chased around by cars and all this. To me, that strikes as you're working on fear of people. It's kind of like what the police did when they said, you know, our police union here, when they put that other commercial out that said, there's somebody breaking into my house, and the answer was, well, as soon as we can clear from the next, from this past one, we'll get to you. You know, that's not exactly how it works. And, you know, I think...
Not, well, you mean, in other words, you're saying they were exaggerating.
They're exaggerating. And not that the other side doesn't exaggerate, too. But AARP, from sending out these things in support of a health care plan... Which health care plan are they talking about, Gene?
Yeah, but not only that. The reason I called the question what your answer was is that you seem to imply that seniors are the only people interested and have concerns. You may hear from more seniors because they're more involved in what's going on and they have some experiences to know. Young people are too busy with what their how big their speakers are.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. And I don't mean to cut in on you, but you're right. But what I said was is that I see seniors being vocal, more vocal, because this can impact on seniors more than a 22-year-old.
Well, yeah, but that 22-year-old is going to get hopefully to be a senior, and what will this country look like if some of the seniors aren't a little more vocal now?
Well,
the recent information that I've recently heard is that there are a lot of seniors that are dying in Britain because of the medical care they are not getting, and why is there cause and concern?
Right.
Because that's bleeding.
I'm a senior, but my point was that it's going to affect all of us, young and old.
It is, and the fact is that it's good. You know, people have to raise their voices up. People have to be heard on either side. And you're absolutely right. You know, there could be, you know, people say we need this, that health care is a right, you know, that everybody should have health care. You know, and I'm not going to argue that question now.
Well, do you think it is a right?
I think that this country is big enough and strong enough that we should be able to help people, to assist people with health care. In one way or the other.
But you didn't answer my question.
Do I think it's a right?
I agree with what you say, that we need to provide help when we can.
No, I don't
think it's a right.
No, I don't think it's a right.
Okay, well, that's That would be a better answer.
So isn't that nice? Don't you like this? Get down to the yes or no.
Well, you know, the thing is that I don't think it's a right.
Carl
think that
tends to beat around the bush a lot here.
Oh, I don't beat around the bush. I just try to bring in both sides. But the thing is, no, I don't think it's a right. I think that the rights that we have are, you know, are pretty clear under the Constitution that keeps getting changed. What I think, though, is that is there a better way of the, for the system for working? Yeah, I think there is a better way for the system to work, that there are ways that have to be tweaked. There are regulations that probably could be put on there. Do I think the government should take care of it? No.
Well, you know, but I don't draw. Also, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah, this is my opinion.
The system has gotten worse every time the government gets involved. The more they get out of it and let the market control or set some let the market make it work so that, you know, put some competition in there. If you had to go in and, you know, right now the government's screwing everything up because they want to control us, not they don't care about health care.
Well, that's, you know, I see it like it's a the government taking care of everything, and I don't like it. You know, you can point at, oh, look, you've got, you know, you go to the VA. I said, yeah, I do go to the VA. But I also know what would happen if you add 2,000 or 3,000 people more to the clinic here.
Take a look at the DMV. You can't.
It's anything.
If you have a car, they own you.
Yeah. And it goes on for that. You know, Gene, sometimes I try to bring in every side because I like it. The idea is that somebody's not hammering at people to say, you've got to think this, you've got to believe this. Because, you know, I believe that our audience is a very, very intelligent audience. And they can make up their own minds. And the more you hear from different sides, it gives you other things.
Yeah, but you can't stand on the fence on every issue.
No, and, you know, and I, thanks for calling me on it.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break. All right, thanks a lot. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And you know what? If you want to hear this show over and over again, which some of you I'm sure will, you just go to our website, Free Fire Radio, and you click on today's show, or you go to our archives, and we have archives of all of our shows with subjects in it, so you can see different things. But let's go to the phones. Alice, good morning. You're on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
We're in the Free Fire Zone, so we only have a few minutes left.
Well, I just want to let you know my 24-year-old granddaughter got an application from ARP to buy their insurance. And I called them and asked them how come they were sending applications. I thought they had to be 50. They said, oh, no, we insure people that aren't 50. So I told them, I said, well, I'm a member, and I'm paid up till 2012, and I want to discontinue my membership. Please refund my membership. And she said, oh, ARP doesn't refund the membership.
Of course not, because you know what? ARP, who, you know, there's so we're going to do a show on AARP because I tell you what, I'm starting to see a lot of weird things coming out of AARP that's out there, you know, to be helping retired people, and yet now they're going for all people. So how can they say it's for retired people? I don't know. They're using your money, Alice.
Oh, yes. I think it was Rush that said 60,000 members had called to discontinue.
Wow.
And if they got all their memberships and not refunding them, they got a little bit of money.
Well, it's because, you know, let's get right down to it, Alice. Do they care? No. What do they care about? Money.
Yes.
It's like any other company like that. It's money. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Diane, you're on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Diane.
I wanted to talk. I'm sorry. I know we're short, but I lost my husband of 30 years.
I'm sorry.
And he was a vet, and we buried him 2 weeks ago up at the Igo Ono Veteran Cemetery.
Yes, ma'am.
And God bless them. It was the most respectful service I'd ever seen in my life. And not everybody knows about it. I didn't even think about it. My husband was in the Vietnam era, and he didn't speak much about his service.
Uh-huh.
And they say that that's pretty normal. But there was a gentleman whose name was Mark Boyle, excuse me, and he took care of everything. It was the most spectacular thing I've ever seen.
The people out at IGO at the VA cemetery there are such, they care about the fallen heroes. And thank you, you know, thank you for your husband's service. And anything that we can do to honor those fallen heroes is not enough, really. And every time that they have a service out there, it's like that, I can assure you.
Oh, it was, that's the only life I knew my husband. He was, you know, God, a wonderful angel.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for your phone call. And please accept our prayers for your loss.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay.
Jim, you're on Free Fire Radio. We got like 30 seconds.
Yeah, Carl, I was just wondering, did you get my ad I dropped off to you about the Reading Police Department?
When did you drop this off, Jim?
Last week. In an envelope.
You know, I don't know if we did or not.
Okay, if you happen to get it, would you read it?
I certainly will. We'll go back and check with our people, too, because I'm not sure I got that.
I left it at the front desk.
Okay.
Did you leave it with our name on it?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go back and check on that.
Free Fire.
Okay. Let's go back and check on that, then.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
John, you got 10 seconds.
Carl, maintaining objectivity and not overriding all issues with your personal position is what makes Free Fire Radio work. Leave the positioning just as you do, to the singularity of issues to Limbaugh, Hannity, Ingrams, etc. The fact that you allow an open forum is essential to the show. Your occasional statement of personal position is great. Maintain your objectivity. You're doing a great job.
Thanks a lot, John.
Wow. Thanks, John.
You know, that's what we try to do. It's for everybody. Hey, we got to run here. Tomorrow's open line, too. Remember, it's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And so I wish that I could stay.